Good morning, beautiful. How was your night? Mine was wonderful with you by my side. And when I open my eyes and see your sweet face, it's a good morning, beautiful day. I couldn't see the light. I didn't know day from night. I had no reason to care. But since you came along, I can face the dawn. I know you'll be there. Good morning, beautiful. How was your night? Mine was wonderful with you by my side. And when I open my eyes, see your sweet face, it's a good morning. With you by my side, and when I open my eyes and see your sweet face, it's a good morning, beautiful day. Yeah. Ooh, good morning, beautiful.
Good morning, beautiful Steve Hawley. I'm pretty sure if you're a female and you just turned in during that show, the word that came out of your mouth is probably like, oh, I love that song. It's usually the reaction to that song. This is Speaking To. My name is Jess. I'm your host. This is the show that gets the men and women out of the Coast Guard, out of the men and women from the Coast Guard, out of their uniforms and into the studio as my guest hosts, and we get to know them a little bit better through the music that they select for the show. And my guest tonight is probably unknown to most of you guys out there, probably because she's new to town, but also because the unit she works for is not as known as some of the other units here in Sitka. And I bet a lot of you guys out there probably don't even know that we actually have 5 Coast Guard units here. And the main one, or the main two that people know the most, are the Air Station Sitka and the Maple. But there's actually 3 more. And if you know those 3, then congratulations, you're a Coast Guard fanatic. Because myself, as a Coast Guard wife, had no clue about these other 3 until pretty much I met Jen. So my guest host tonight is Jen Everly. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. She is a Marine Science Technician First Class.
Correct.
Yes, I said it right. And she works for the Marina Safety Detachment.
Yes, downtown.
Downtown. So there are actually two offices downtown. So Marine Safety Detachment, and then there's the ESD.
The ESD, but I think they're over with the air station
as
well.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
So co-located, kind of.
Okay, co-located at the air station. And then the fifth one is the ant team, which is with the Maple. They're over at the Maple.
They're over on the air station base, too.
Oh. Well, I'm glad you're here to correct me. That's pretty much what you're probably going to be doing all shows, just correcting me on everything I don't know. Okay, so the Marine Safety Division, or detachment, what is that? What do you guys do? Why are you downtown? Why aren't you with the other guys?
We're centrally located, so that way we do commercial fishing vessel exams, inspections on charter boats. We're the ones that get called if there's oil spilled into the water, a vessel sinks, somebody gets hurt. So we're centrally located just so people can have access to us, then come to our office and talk. And
oh, nice.
They don't have to go through scary gates, according to...
Yeah, it's the scary gate.
Scary gate.
Awesome. Well, Jen, you put together the music for us today, so let's talk a little bit about that. So what kind of songs did you put together for us?
So the songs I put together tonight are kind of the top songs from my entire life, I guess you could say, just bits and pieces scattered over the years.
Favorites.
Favorites, definitely.
Okay. So favorites throughout your life. So basically when you're listening to these songs, it brings you back to some kind of memory, a place and time, a story.
Definitely.
So that means we're going to have lots of good stories from you tonight.
Maybe.
If you want to share them. All right. Well, let's get into some of the music. The next couple songs, we're going to hear from The Foundations, New Edition, and John Mayer.
But I'll just deal with it. I do, girl. So much in love, girl. But your friends got you thinking, and it's affecting you. What can I do, girl? So in love, girl.
Wait for this moment.
And I don't know what to do, cause I don't wanna lose you. No. What would I do without your love? Baby, it's heaven sent from above. So you don't believe what your friends tell you about me.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus and America too. She's a good girl, crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too, yeah, yeah. It's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard. I'm a bad boy, cause I don't even miss her. I'm
I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart, and I'm free. Free falling, falling. All the vampires walking through the valley, they move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys standing in the shadows, and the girls are home with broken hearts, and I'm free. Free falling, falling. Now I'm free. Free falling, falling. Free falling now. Free falling now. Free falling. I wanna free fall out into nothing. Oh, I'm gonna leave this world for a while. Now I'm free. Free falling, falling. Now I'm free. Free falling, falling.
John Mayer, Free Falling, actually the live version at Nokia Theater, because that's a cover of Tom Petty. Before that, I'm Still in Love with You, New Edition, and Build Me Up, Buttercup, The Foundations. These are some of Jen's, my guest host here with me today, some of her favorite songs from her life, if you will. So I've got to ask, where do these songs take you back to?
That particular group actually takes me back to when I was stationed in Dutch Harbor. I was a lifeguard as a part-time job while I was up there, and we used to listen to the Build Me Up Buttercup song once or twice during a shift, and the rest of them just from driving around the island doing some of our harbor patrols and good times.
So how long were you stationed in Dutch Harbor for?
I was there for a year.
Okay. So you're a marine science technician, and is that kind of like your standard tour? Because I know for us, you know, it depends on if you're married, if you're single, you're in Alaska for 2 years or 3 years, and every place else on the lower 48 is 4 years. So are you a year on and a year off, or what's it like for you?
Most of the time you're four when you're in the lower 48. Overseas, uh-huh. Most of the time they're three. Dutch Harbor was special because it was an isolated duty billet, so it was 1 year.
Okay.
And then I got to go.
1 year. Are they protecting your mind, I guess?
Pretty much.
So did you like being stationed up there in an isolated billet?
It was actually a really good time. Went by fast because we were constantly busy. As everyone knows, Dutch Harbor was on the deadliest catch, though. Yeah. So we had lots of crab boats to go look at. And
so for what you guys do in your job with the Marine Safety Detachment, you're working with commercial fishing and everything like that, is Dutch Harbor kind of like your World Series for your job? Is it someplace that someone within your division really wants to go to because it's kind of like the good working, and like, you know, the creme de la creme, I guess? Or is it
I wouldn't say that, but okay. It's a good place to go if you're trying to get somebody else, because normally it's a priority one billet, so okay. A lot of times people go there to try to get back or get to somewhere they really want to go.
Okay.
So you should get your top picks when you leave there most of the time.
Most of the time, because you're coming from a
isolated
mm-hmm. billet. Awesome. Okay, so, yeah, well, let's just get right back into the music. And then on the other side of this set, we'll listen to about three or four more songs, and then I'll ask you some questions, not personal questions, but just questions about where you come from. We'll get to know you just a little bit better.
Sounds good.
It sounds dangerous.
Oh, man.
All right, this is That's What You Get by Paramore.
Born and raised in South Detroit,
KCAW Sitka.
Angels fall out, you there. love you never knew. What are things that ever showed you?
Scared. It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
I feel like I'm choking.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
You know how to react to their asthma attacks. Here's how to prevent them. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
All right, and we're back with guest host Jen Everly of the Marine Science Technician First Class of the Marine Safety Detachment. I'm just going to repeat that over and
it's
over
again.
It's a
mouthful.
It is. It's a long title. Well, it's a title in your division. And anyways, we're playing some of her favorite songs from her life, her big, long life. And I won't disclose her age, don't worry. But we just heard from That's What You Get, Paramore, Don't Stop Believin', Journey, and Black Balloon, Goo Goo Dolls. And we had a little off-air conversation about Journey. It is one of the probably most sung song in bars.
It's up there. I mean, everyone.
Like, if you walk into a bar and you put that song on the jukebox,
everybody knows the words.
Everyone knows the words, and everyone, at least, I would say 60% of the bar will start singing it out loud. And then once they hear everybody else, the whole bar ends up singing
it. So much fun.
I've actually had that happen before. It's a blast. So where do these songs come? Where do they fall in place in your life story?
These songs are kind of all over the place.
Yeah. Is Journey just remind you of every bar you've ever been in?
Pretty much. It's just a fun song in general.
Yeah. And Paramore?
Paramore is another Dutch Harbor song. I used to listen to it all the time when I was driving around up there. Kept me entertained.
Paramore's good. I saw them with No Doubt. They opened for No Doubt. It was awesome. They're really
jealous.
Good. Yeah. All right. So let's get to know you a little bit better, Jen.
Okay.
All right. So you have been stationed. We know you've been stationed in Dutch Harbor. We know you're stationed in Sitka now. How long have you been here for?
Been here probably almost 7 months now.
Okay.
I got here back in June.
So you're brand new, and you'll be here for 2 more years.
Yes.
All right. All right. So how long have you been in total? How long have you been in the Coast Guard?
I've been in the Coast Guard a little over 10 years.
Okay.
Joined back in September of 2003.
So why did you join the Coast Guard?
I joined the Coast Guard after college, honestly, because I couldn't find a job.
Okay.
It just seemed the most logical thing to do. I met a Coast Guard officer when I was on a semester at Sea Trip, and he had told me about his job, and it sounded super awesome, and I was like, oh, I should do that too. And after looking and looking, I said, forget it, I'm just going to enlist. I don't want to live at home with my parents anymore.
So you graduated from college?
I did.
And then you went into the Coast Guard?
Yep.
Awesome. All right, so was it always
So it was decision-based because you met the officer, or is it because you wanted to join the military?
I didn't want to join the military. Okay. That was one of the last things I'd always had in my mind. I was like, I will never join the military. Those people look crazy.
Those uniforms don't look good.
Yeah, and now look at me. And I love it.
10 years in. So how long are you going to stay in? You've been in for 10 years. How long do you plan on staying?
I'm going to make a career of it. I mean, my job changes on a daily basis. I meet so many interesting people, and it's always changing. Nothing's ever the same, and I love it. Keeps me thinking, too.
So 10 years ago, it was a good decision then?
Definitely.
Awesome. Okay, so where else have you been stationed besides Sitka and Dutch Harbor?
I've been in Portland, Oregon, and then San Diego, California.
West Coast, keeping it all West Coast?
Yep.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from Ben Lomond, California, which is south of San Francisco, okay. About an hour and a half.
Okay, so you're a West Coaster, so this is natural. Any plans to go to the East Coast?
Hopefully just for schools.
You want to stay on the West Coast. How can you do that? Could you make a career staying on this side?
You know, you can try. I've gotten really lucky. Okay. I probably will have to do like a golf tour sooner or later. But for now, I can try to stay.
Gulf of Mexico down to my neck of the woods.
Yes.
Awesome. All right, we're going to do a little quick I always call them commercials. They're not commercials. Little public announcements, and then we'll get back to some of the music.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
All right, so we're going to get back into the music, and we're getting into a little bit of a country segment coming up. We've got Eli Young Band, Leanne Rimes, Lady Antebellum, and Carrie Underwood. Where do these artists fall into your life?
Leanne Rimes, actually, that was one of the songs. I went on the semester at sea program where I met the Coast Guard officer who had talked me into joining the Coast Guard and told me about his job. This was one of the songs that brings me back to this. These 2 months on the boat.
Oh, really?
It was.
Semester at sea, what did you, you're basically in college just taking a couple months on a boat doing college courses? Or?
Yeah, you take your own college courses. You go on like a Merchant Marine Academy boat and you just do your classes and get to go to awesome places like Hong Kong, the Philippines, Japan. That was our trip.
That was
an amazing 2
How
months.
Come I didn't know about this when I went to college?
I got lucky. I mean, I met my best friend on the trip, so.
Oh, sweet. All right, well, let's listen to your little country segment.
And then
we'll rock out with our cowboy boots. This is always the Love Songs Eli Young Band.
City lights, find a little wood and build a fire. Somebody'd always bring a couple guitars. We take turns singing songs and watching it burn. We do Ramblin' Man, Proud Mary and American Band. We'd be singing at the top of our. Sitting away, wish you could have said, but you both knew they were singing it right to you. It felt so good those times you had, a feeling of wanting somebody so bad, made you weak in the heart. You couldn't take being apart. Honky tonk, drinking songs, we could do them all night. The ones I remember more.
something inside with the fire down low.
The Love Songs, Eli Young Band, and that was Can't Fight the Moonlight, Leanne Rimes. You might not be able to fight the moonlight, and sometimes you can't fight the weather either. And that brings us into our Alaska Zone weather forecast. So for Sitka and Port Alexander tonight, rain lightly, lows around 43, southeast wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Wednesday, rain, highs around 48, southeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Wednesday night, rain, lows around 43,
Southeast wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tenneke Springs, tonight, cloudy, patchy fog, chance of rain, lows 37 to 40 degrees, east wind 10 miles per hour. Wednesday, rain, highs around 45, east wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Pelican and Elfin Cove, tonight, cloudy, chance of rain, patchy fog, lows around 40 degrees, southeast wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Wednesday, rain, highs around 44, southeast wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. For Angoon, tonight, cloudy, patchy fog, chance of rain, temperature steady, around 41 degrees, southeast wind 10 miles per hour. Wednesday, rain, highs around 46 degrees, southeast wind 10 miles per hour. For Cake, tonight, mostly cloudy, near Kuai Island, K-U-I-U Island, patchy fog, chance of rain, lows around 40 degrees, southeast wind 10 miles per hour. Wednesday, rain, highs around 47, southeast wind 10 miles per hour. And finally, Yakutak, tonight, rain, patchy fog, lows around 38, east wind 10 miles per hour. Wednesday, rain, heavy at times, patchy fog in the morning, east wind 10 miles per hour, highs around 42. And that is your Alaska Zone weather forecast.
When you file your permanent fund dividend application, please remember to pick, click, give, and help your favorite local nonprofit organization. Raven Radio Foundation is on the list. Consider making an additional gift to help ensure the preservation of Sitka's community radio station. Go to pickclickgive.org and select Raven Radio Foundation to make your donation. Be the person who sets it all in motion.
All right, so if you're just joining us, this is Speaking Tube. We air about every other Tuesday when the assembly is not meeting, and this is the show that gets the men and women of the Coast Guard out of their uniforms into the studio, and we get to know them a little bit better through their music. And if you've been listening to the whole show, I just said that way better than I did at the beginning of the show. Tonight's guest host is Jen Everly. You can do your rank and rate for me.
We're going to abbreviate it. It's just MST1. Jennifer Everly, and I work at the MSD in downtown Sitka.
That is one thing I've noticed about Coast Guard is it's the acronyms.
There's so many.
And you speak in the acronyms. And when you have two Coast Guard members that are in a conversation together and you kind of join in, you can't even eavesdrop because it's just acronym after acronym after acronym.
And certain divisions have different acronyms, so then it gets even more confusing.
Do you have a favorite?
Not really.
No? You use them so many. They're just kind of all the same. They all run into each other. Okay, so we are halfway through your country set. We've got Lady Antebellum, Carrie Underwood, and then the big guy, Lynyrd Skynyrd. We didn't even mention them. That's another song when you would go to a bar and you play that song. I'm pretty sure everyone knows the lyrics to Sweet Home Alabama.
It's so much fun to line dance, too, also.
Are you a line dancer?
I can do a couple dances, but it's so much fun.
Do you have cowboy boots?
I do.
How many pairs?
Just one.
Okay. I was trying to gauge your level of countryness. Yeah. Southern California. What would you say is your favorite type of music, or do you have a favorite type of music?
I like country. I would say country is my favorite type. Definitely.
What's your second favorite?
Mm-mm.
Everything else that's on the playlist?
Pretty much. It's kind of all over the map.
Well, yeah, you have. I mean, we went from New Edition, we went from the Foundations to New Edition to John Mayer, Paramore, Journey, and then now into country. So you kind of do like a lot of different genres and a lot of different types of music. So
yeah,
keeps things interesting, I think. All right, Love Don't Live Here, Lady Antebellum is up next.
Well, this heart of mine has been hardened like a stone. It might take some time to give back what is gone, but I'm moving on. And you don't hold my dreams like you did before. Oh, and I will curse your name. Well, I heard the news that you were back in town and just passing through to claim you're lost and found. But I'm over you.
yours again. 'Cause I've been doing fine without you, forgetting all the love we once knew. Girl, I ain't the one that slammed that door. Now you see a change of thinking, but I ain't got a heart for breaking. So go and pick your bags up off my floor. Oh, 'cause love don't live here anymore. Oh, no. Tell me how it is, and try to justify everything you did. But honey, I'm no fool. Oh, and I've been down this road too many times with you. And I think it's best you go. Well, I got one thing left to say, 'cause you can lay in the bed you made. I've been doing fine without you, forgetting all the love we once knew. Girl, I ain't the one that slammed that door. Oh, sugar, no. Now you see a change of thinking, but I ain't got a heart for breaking. So go and pick your bags up off my floor. Oh, 'cause love don't live here anymore.
I'm letting
Sweet Home Alabama, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Jesus Take the Wheel, Carrie Underwood, and Lady Antebellum, Love Don't Live Here. And that rounds out our little country segment of Jen's that she put together, country girl at heart.
Yes.
Southern California country girl.
So, yeah, you've been moving around a lot. Do you have anyone that's been listening online to us tonight?
I actually have a few people. I want to shout out to some friends down in Portland, Oregon. Thanks for listening down there.
So Portland was the station you came from prior to Sitka.
Yes.
Okay. Well, what is that kind of brings up a question that I have. What is it like being a single girl in the Coast Guard moving around the past 10 years? What's it like been moving to all these different communities and trying to get to know people and getting – do you feel like you integrate yourself with the community or do you always feel kind of – or how do you go about doing that, I guess?
You know, it's nerve-wracking, number one, moving by myself in general, just because I don't know anybody or going to a new place. But at the same time, it's exciting because then you get to meet new people. For example, coming here – by myself, don't know what I'm doing. Got a place to live, thank goodness.
Yeah. Which can be hard in Sitka.
It can.
It can be really hard here.
But I got here and I instantly just jumped into volunteering because I figured it would be a good way to meet some people. So I started volunteering at the Raptor Center and
met
a bunch of amazing people up there, including my current boyfriend.
Ooh, hello, boyfriend.
Hello, boyfriend.
So you're technically single, but not really single.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you volunteer anywhere else in town?
I also volunteer on Tuesdays at Baranoff Elementary. I do have recess duty.
That would be fun. I think that would be fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Is it playing or are you like the hallway monitor type person?
I do both. Some days I'm playing games with the kids and other days I just watch and make sure they don't get into trouble.
Separate the fights.
Yeah.
I doubt that's happening on the playground.
No, not at all.
So you found volunteering is a good way to get integrated into communities. Have you ever moved someplace and just like, I'm not really liking it here. I just can't wait to move on. Or is it pretty much everywhere you've been, you've kind of found a little niche that to get involved with?
Sometimes it takes me a little while, but I've always found a niche everywhere I've gone. I've met a few people that are just...
Mm-hmm. So where does Sitka rank on your fitting in scale?
You know, it's probably number one, because this is the quickest place I've met people in
all
different places. I think more just because it's such a small town and I've been able to jump in a lot faster than, you know, San Diego or Portland, because they're all very big cities.
Oh, true, yeah. So what's your favorite thing about Sitka so far?
The 7 months that I've been here? gosh, my favorite thing. There's so many. Just the community, like the events, I love it. And now roller derby, I mean, I absolutely love it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You do play roller derby.
I do. It's so much fun.
Now, have you ever played roller derby before?
No way. I haven't been on skates since I was like 10.
So what made you get involved? What made you want to put on skates and try it again?
You know, I was down at the end of the season cruise ship little festival that they have, and I got handed a flyer, and I was like, oh, I saw a bout in Portland when I was there, and it just looked really cool, and I was like, those girls are crazy.
Portland is big.
Yeah.
Roller derby in Portland, they get about 14,000 people coming to their bouts. It's amazing.
I figure it could be a fun adventure. I mean, something to do, especially with the wintertime and not really being able to go outside because it's cold. And
it's sunny all the time.
I know, right now.
So, yeah, so you find that as kind of like your little stress reliever.
It is. I got in it for the exercise, but it's become so much more than that since then.
Awesome. And I'm just going to do full disclosure. I play roller derby, too, so she's awesome. You should come see her on skates sometimes, everybody.
Yeah, it's really fun.
So we have Gwen Stefani, which is one of my favorites.
Yep.
Is she one of your all-time favorite artists, too? Or
she's up there. I really like her music.
Okay. And you have her outside of No Doubt. Do you like her better when she went into her single stuff, or did you like her better with No Doubt?
You know, it's specific songs. It's not everything, but certain songs I loved from No Doubt and certain songs I love by herself. So
sweet. So, yeah, Gwen Stefani and Muse coming right up.
Girl, slide down. Chicks that blew your mind, ding, it's the second round.
Original track and ding,
you know you can't buy these things,
no.
See Stefani and the Lamb, I rock the fetish, people, you know who I am.
Yes, man, we got the style that's wicked. I hope you can all keep up. We climbed all the way from the bottom to the top. Now we ain't getting nothing but love. If I was a rich girl, na 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 na. See, I'd have all the money in the world. If I was a wealthy girl, it'll make you test me, impress me. My cash flow will never ever end. Cause I'd have all the money in the world. If I was a wealthy girl. Na 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 na.
After School Arts, presented by the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, is offering many new and exciting classes starting January. This term, students can build their own pinhole camera, create bound and illustrated books, explore nature journaling, musical engineering, Celtic dance, watercolors in the Science Center, and more. A list of classes is available online at fineartscamp.org. Sign up by calling the Fine Arts Camp at 747-3085 or stop by our office in the Rasmussen Building on the SJ campus.
I can't get these memories out of my mind, and some kind of madness has started to evolve. So hard to let you go, but some kind of madness is swallowing me whole. Yeah, I have finally seen the light, and
I'm not afraid to
time I do, it makes me laugh. How did our eyes get so red? And what the hell is on Joey's head? This is where I grew up. I think the prison owner fixed it up. I never knew we ever went without. The second floor is hard for sneaking out. And this is where I went to school. Most of the time I'd better things to do. Criminal record says I've broken twice. I must have done it half a dozen times. I wonder if it's too late. Should I go back and try to graduate? Life's better now than it was back then. If I was them, I wouldn't let me. Somebody went and burned it down. We used to listen to the radio and sing along with every song we know. We said someday we'd find out how it feels to sing to more than just a steering wheel. Kim's the first girl I kissed. I was so nervous that I nearly missed. She's had a couple of kids since then. I haven't seen her since God knows where.
It's keeping me awake.
It's the house telling you to close your eyes.
And some days I can't even trust myself.
It's killing me to see this way.
'Cause though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our bodies safe to the shore.
Yeah.
and full of love.
Soft face, I don't know if I am wrong or right.
Your mind is playing tricks on you, my dear.
Cause though the truth may bury this, ship will carry our body safe to shore.
You're gone, gone, gone away. I watched you disappear. All that's left is a ghost of you. Now we're torn, torn, torn apart. There's nothing we can do. Just let me go, we'll meet again soon.
Now wait, wait, wait for me. Please hang around, I'll see you. Safe to shore. Though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our body safe to shore.
All right, that was Little Talks of Monsters of Men, Photograph Nickelback, Madness Muse, Rich Girl Gwen Stefani, and we've come to the end of the show, but first we have one last Muskeg message.
This is for Lonnie at Columbia Cove. Please call Denise on Wednesday. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Today's Tuesday.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, a big thank you to our guest host, Jen Everly, who came in and shared her favorite songs with all of us today. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. So she is a Marine Service Technician. Oh, excuse me. I knew I was going to mess it up. Marine Science Technician, First Class of the Coast Guard Marine Safety Detachment, which is downtown. And you're also a Derby girl, and you're also a Raptor Center volunteer, and you're also a recess monitor. Anything else the city of Sitka needs to know about you?
And a runner, but that's about it.
Awesome. So what song is actually going to play us out? What's your final song on your playlist today?
My last song is Cups by Anna Kendrick.
Oh, and that's from the movie Pitch Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. And so, yeah, that's a good song to end Speaking Tube, the show that brings the men and women of the Coast Guard out of their uniforms into the studio, and we get to know them through their music. You've been listening to KCAW Sitka, and everyone, be safe out there. This is Cups.
I got my ticket for the long way round, two bottle whiskey for the way, and I sure would like some sweet company, and I'm leaving tomorrow, what do you say? When I'm gone, when I'm gone, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me by my hair, you're gonna miss me everywhere. Oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. I got my ticket for the long way round, the one with the prettiest of views. It's got mountains, it's got rivers, it's got sights to give you shivers, but it sure would be prettier with you. When I'm gone, when I'm gone, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me by my wall.
walk. You're gonna miss me by my talk. Oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone.